Welcome to the Spare Parts Racing Podcast, your podcast for all things motorsports. With your hosts, Sean Chevarella, Stephen Clary, and Terry Moore.
Hear that music?
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Spare Parts Racing. I'm your host, Sean.
I'm Stephen.
And I'm Taylor.
And we have quite a bit to talk about this week. We have our week at CTMP for IMSA to talk about, Taylor. We also have a whole bunch of races to talk about that happened last week, including the CTMP races we saw, NASCAR at Sonoma. Yep, and IndyCar at Iowa. So, got that. And we're going to finish off with talking about our weekend coming up at Toronto and the Indy there. So, without further ado, how's everyone doing?
We've survived another week.
We have.
And now we get to go to a racetrack. Well, I get to go to a racetrack in person, finally.
I know.
This year. Yeah. See, you saying anyway. Survive another week, though, you know, at least, like, one of us was in danger last week doing marshalling because someone else decided to, like, I don't know, sit in a booth all day and, you know, convince me to join marshalling. And then she doesn't participate either. So I'm the one out there doing the flagging and she's sitting at a booth.
Okay, sir. You're here. Hey, now. I've served my time. I've done my Kiwi days. You're getting your logbook. And also, we need more people, so I was more than happy. Although, you know what, I will say, I can't say I was more than happy, too. I was happy on Friday, and then by Sunday, I was really over it, you know? You're doing it again. You will catch me on a corner for the rest of the season.
That's fair. That's fair. Like, you at least had shelter when a storm ran.
That is true, yes. I did. I was sheltered from the storm. I also was very lucky that I had forewarning that the storm was coming.
I mean, anyone that looked at the sky could see the storm was coming because it was coming and coming fast. And I like how we're having this conversation. Steven's checked out eating fucking chips.
Eating chips. Well, you know, maybe. Anyway, it was still a good weekend. It was still a good weekend. I will say I was baking in the sun by like, and I can't imagine how you were feeling, but like by Sunday, I was so tired just from like the heat. It was hot.
I was perfectly fine. Like I have really good strategies of like staying cool in the sun.
That's true.
The cold towel, the wet towel around your neck is a great way to stay cold, especially on the Saturday where like I was out in the sun the entire time, like didn't have any shade. That one was great.
Where were you on Saturday?
7.
Right. Yes. Yes. Oof. Yeah. No shade there.
Yeah. My big hat, you know, I got my really big hat so it protects my face. Don't get burned. Like, I got a great amount of sun that did not involve me getting fried. So I thought, in that regard, successful weekend.
Yes. I will say, that is the good thing about long sleeves, is that you don't get, like, lobster-fied.
Okay, you say that. I looked around at half the guys. Let's, you know, Josh, for example. Yeah, you know, if you don't believe in sunscreen also, you get lobster fried. So, like, maybe it's not just the sleeves.
Yes. True, it's not just the sleeves. It's also being smart and wearing sunscreen because wear your sunscreen, kids. Don't get skin cancer.
Exactly. Anyway, so you had a good time in the booth doing the recruiting for marshalling stuff?
Yes, I did. We had a lot of people actually come up and be very interested. We were also, I will say Saturday was a little low on numbers because we were right beside the Women in Motorsports North America booth, which was fabulous for us because we got to see all the girlies who are super interested in motorsports. And we got free hats, which love. But a lot of people were only stopping at that booth and then saw our booth and went, nah. So that's okay. But we did get a lot of people on this. Well, that was really great to see. We have a lot of people.
Sorry, say that
up
again.
For...
Sorry, you gotta say that again. You cut out there.
Why? No,
it wasn't just me. Good.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
When did I cut out?
I don't know. One of the words there in your sentence. You lost it. So anyway, continue on what you were saying.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of people I think there's like 27 or so signed up for the school at like the end of July, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, yeah, and we had a lot of people interested in the one in September. So, all around, I think we're going to get a lot of people, which is really nice because, and I really hope that they like bikes because that's the weekend we struggle the most with for Marshalls.
Well, yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
Are you doing bikes? He said no. Are you going to try? No.
I haven't decided. I'll see if I'm going to do bikes. I might do a day or something, but yeah, I'm on the fence.
Do one day and try it out and see if you like it, because I'm telling you, they will love you forever if you sign up to do bikes every year.
I'll think about it. Anyway,
Sean's on the fence about it, and he might all, and so might one of the bikers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So bad.
Is he wrong? Happens. Is he wrong?
No. No. He's not. This is the problem.
Okay, here's also the problem, Marshall. Every single time I'm talking to some veteran guy, some old guy who's done it forever, I get another story of just horribleness. Like, who was specifically I
working with? Specifically
bikes? No, just anything. Like, there was this one story I heard where basically, a buddy was killed in a crash, and apparently, like, the safety responded and, like, went through the fireball and just, like, calmly put the fireball down and just, like, it was like, he's dead. And then
pretty sure they were. Yeah. That's happened. Continue, though.
Yeah. But no, what he was saying is that they had a QE on the corner on their first day, and they never came back.
Oh, my God.
So, like, that kind of stuff. It was
unfortunate.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
I know that there was a marshal who, like, responded to a decapitation.
That was the story. Yeah, that was the one.
Nice.
Okay, I know exactly which. I know who you're talking about, and probably who told the story.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that was a good story to get. But besides that, my weekend was really fun. Started in 10 for Friday. Not a whole lot happening. Just a lot of guys going wide and kicking up dust. It was really fun to see them stretch the track limits out of the last turn onto the straight. Good day. Saturday wasn't 7. Why do you hate 7?
7 is, well, you know what? For IMSA, though, 7's not a bad corner. I don't think there actually is a bad corner for IMSA, because at like with 7, you get the speed that the cars are going, so it's actually really cool. Other weekends, it's like watching paint dry.
That's fair. I had a really good look in 7 at the underside of an Audi TCR car in 6. That was kind of fun. And also the entire, chassis of a nice Aston Martin GT4 car, because the entire front left assembly was ripped out of it. So that was a nice view as that went by. Yeah, there was an absolute. I know a lot of people out there have seen it, the TCR wreck at turn 6. Jesus Christ, was that a wreck? Basically, one of the GT4s was trying to pass two TCRs. They touched, they hooked. All three of them end up in the fence. One quite literally in the fence with the Audi going up in the air. It hit right at the Marshall post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like spitting dirt.
There was dirt in the fence, apparently. Yeah. Like talking to Mike the next day, because he was captioning that one. He said, yeah, there was like dirt all up in the fence.
Yeah, apparently also, like, if you saw, like, the footage, it, like, completely moved the cement barrier, like, back.
There was a cement barrier there?
Yeah.
So I know it moved
the, it's like a cement wall.
No,
or whatever it's called.
No, because it hit the, what's it called? The guardrail part. It broke that. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It hit the cement on the far side, didn't it? That's the one. Oh, yeah.
Yes. You see the like dent, or like the it moved it, and I was oh, that was a hard hit.
Wow. So yeah, that was a fun crash. I think it was what's his name in the Audi car, James Vance, right? That's who was in the Audi. He was a little, I think, hurt on that one. Nothing serious, but I think he went to get X-rays done. I think on his back afterwards. He was banged up from obviously getting launched like 10 feet in the air. But that was an exciting one, and it was really fun, Steven, because this crash happened in turn 6.
Yep,
I'm in turn 7, so shit hits the fan. Turn 6, one car gets collected, which is the Aston Martin. It was all the way down the rest of the straight, parks at turn 8, catches the grass on fire there. They are now have to respond to a fire and shit. So 6 is shit hitting the fan, 8's shit hitting the fan. We're in 7, just like, huh. Well, sucks for you guys.
Yeah, it's an average day out here.
Leave that green. Yep. Get the double yellow.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a good one. Saturday was actually kind of fun. It was a good spot to be in 7 for that. Especially watching that race. Yeah, you had a good. The MX-5s coming down the backstretch, drafting and stuff. Again, with 7, you're right next to the track there, and you're just like, oh, this is a full pack of cars going by. That is a very cool sight there. So
you get the bump drafting.
Yes.
I love when they do that.
So yeah, that was Saturday, and my Sunday I was in turn 3.
Oh, turn 3 is so fun. It's one of my favorite spots for the IMSA race.
I was talking to you last week about like the turns I didn't want to be in, and I think I said one of them was 7 and one of them was 3. And I got both of them this week. Yeah.
Well, they try and put you in places that you've never been, right? When you're a Kiwi, so you get to experience like all of the different vantage points of the track. So, but 3 is like one of my favorite spots to marshal. I love marshalling at 3.
I hate having to do anything that has like the captain in the tower. Then you have to basically watch him and the track at the same time in case anything happens.
You don't like the mirror flag, Sean?
No, it's annoying. But it's not even a mirror. It's just like, by the way, something happened. Like, there was the crash, which is the 04 that crashed in the race that got absolutely destroyed. Apparently it flipped and stuff and got air, and it was a nasty wreck. They never actually showed a replay. Okay, fine, cool. But I was on yellows then, and I'm watching, and I just see Mike just basically throw out every single flag. He is waving this yellow super hard. He is throwing up the debris flag. He's like, basically, get everything out there. And yeah, so that's what we did. It was get everything out there. Because yeah, this car littered the track.
It's good experience, though. It's great experience. And I find those things, like, I find those events when that happens and you have to, like, throw every flag, it's actually, like, exhilarating. The adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Of having to, like, massively wave, like, 3 flags at the same time.
Oh, I had to do that when, on the Saturday where the older guys were being older guys and a little slower, so I'm holding the double yellow, and then the Aston Martin comes by. It's really slow, so then I'm then like, I have the one hand at the bottom holding it, the top for like the I guess the flag handles in my mouth, holding on to it, and then waving the white, just trying to do it all.
Good for you, 10 out of 10. I would have given you like 10 stars for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a lot of Kiwis do that. Just saying, not a lot of Kiwis do that. It's only the good ones.
I'm great. I should actually not even have to finish my full thing. But anyway, here we are.
Okay, here we go.
So the fun part, I think, on Sunday was a fantastic race. The IMSA race, absolutely awesome. I would say I thought the 99 was the most deserving car to win. Spike was flying, had a huge lead. And also I thought in the, what was it? The GT, what was it? GTD Pro. I thought Rexy was going to actually win that one.
Yeah. They were looking strong. Yeah. But they didn't benefit. I don't know. They're like pit cycles or whatever. They
Yeah, the yellows with the pit stops really screwed a couple teams.
Yeah, it screwed them over.
One team that got screwed over that was actually flying, had a huge lead, and was driving a good race was the 12 car. That's the yep. Lexus in GTD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were flying. There was a great battle I was watching where they were stuck behind one of the Ford GTD pros for a good, I would say, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes. I couldn't get by it. And the 57 was just, well, no, because it's the same class and same lap, right? So, and then the 57 Mercedes just crept up to it and then was putting the pressure on the Lexus. And then they got by it. They got by the Mustang. And then they put a good, I want to say, like, 3-4 second, 5 second gap between that. And then it was the Mercedes that couldn't get by it. And I'm like, oh, the 12 is that move to get. And they made a great ballsy, like, dive bomb into 3 to make that pass. I'm like, oh, that's a great move right there. Yeah. That should win them the race, guaranteed. Nope, cautions came out, shit happened, and they get screwed on strategy. And the Lamborghini ends up winning that class. The Wayne Taylor Racing one. So, like, ooh. And then they got knocked around to the restart, and the 57 passed them. So I'm like, oof, rough day for them.
Yeah.
And in the end, we had restart with like 15 minutes to go. And the leader wrecks it in 3.
I was going to ask, did they say what happened to Dillman?
Injury wise or car failure wise?
Car failure wise.
I'm assuming they said it was a failure. Run. I think it was either that or a suspension failure, but they said a mechanical failure happened there.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
My favorite part, as the team in 3 to brag about this, if you go back and you watch that replay, we have the yellow out before he hits the barrier.
Good. That's good timing.
That wasn't me. Yes. It wasn't me on the yellow.
Who was it?
It was Norm.
Who's Norm?
I met Norm. I think I've worked with him before. But yeah. So it's like as it's locking up, but like you can see in the replay, the yellow is out and over the wall before the cars even made contact with the barrier. Like, okay, yep. Yeah, you see it lock up, you know exactly where this is going.
Yeah, you're like, see when you watch it, go well.
Yeah, like just before he hits the wall, it's already out.
Trust
us, he ain't saving that.
No, it's like, oh, he's done.
Not at that speed. Well, because he went in with like that was a heavy hit.
Yeah. I mean, he got hurt on that. He hurt his back, I'm pretty sure.
I would assume so.
Yeah, he couldn't get out of the car. Like, he was fucked up.
Yeah, well, so I was watching the replay, and he's, like, half hanging out of the car with the door open. And I was like, I think my back hurts just watching this.
Well, I wonder if that's one of those things where you hit, you try to get out as fast as you can, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my back.
Yep. Maybe I don't move just in case.
Yeah.
You never know.
So, unfortunately, that's how the race ended. Ended under yellow because they never got it started after that. But that was a heavy hit. Fucked up the barriers. So. Was a good race. Was a very good weekend. A lot of exciting on-track action I got to witness. Taylor was off being a salesperson in a paddock somewhere. Doesn't get to participate.
No, and I was missing it a lot, I will say. The smells aren't the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, never again. Yeah, never again volunteer to do this.
You don't like the smells of, like, what, fried food and whatever the hell else
and
is
beer,
a paddock?
Stale beer.
Yeah, I guess beer.
And gross men. No, thank you.
Oh, and children. Yep.
Screaming. However, the ice cream was a perk. Being able to, like, go and get ice cream was a perk.
Well, fuck yourself.
I really missed the marshalling, I will say.
Well, glad you learned for next time. Don't volunteer to be nice.
I will not volunteer to be nice. I will be trackside for Superbikes 100%.
I hope you have to respond to one.
Okay. No, I had an emergency in my corner last year. I don't need it again.
Oh, what happened? Who got hurt?
I don't remember who got hurt, but a rider went into the hay bales and at nine did not get up for a little bit.
Ah.
He had to be fine, but it was like, oh boy.
Fair enough, fair enough. Anyway, anything else to add for this weekend? For our weekend at CTMP?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, all in all, I think it was pretty fun. Not a whole lot to go more to go over. We did lose a race with a thunderstorm. We didn't get a second VP challenge race.
Even though we thought we were.
Yeah, yeah. That was
until the last second.
Yeah, there here, yeah, here's some little inside baseball, Stephen. So we had a storm roll in at like, what was it? 11?
Yeah.
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 Because the storm, yeah. I was going to say, it would have hit me like an hour before.
Yeah.
So, not that far.
So a storm rolls in at like 11. Like lightning everywhere. Tracks obviously can't run. They say, okay, yeah, VP challenge. We're going to postpone it. We're going to run it after the IMSA race. All good. Okay. That's fine. We are in like, you know, holding, not doing a whole lot. IMSA race happens, all the stuff, yada, yada, yada. Everything clears up before the race. Race goes on. Perfect. After the race is over, they're saying all the messages on the radio, and they're like, oh, thank you for the weekend, yada, yada. And like, wait a second. Isn't there like another race happening? What do you mean, like, we're done? Then they're like, oh, yep. Yeah, by the way, yeah, we canceled that race. This is not going to run.
Nice.
Yeah, one of the marshals had to be like, isn't there one more race? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. No, there isn't a
right,
race.
Shit. No.
Yeah, just cancel.
Done for the day.
They didn't even tell the people. Like, even the people who were sticking around, like, I saw a couple people, like, waiting for the next race, like, not packing up or anything. And I'm just like, guys, go home.
Yeah.
It's over.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
So it's just Ferris Bueller. What are you still doing here? Go. Yes. Leave. Get out of here.
So to leave there after a weekend is disaster.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, it is. They never learn their lesson either. Never learn.
What lesson anyway, is to be learned?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if they need to like get better rent-a-cops, or I don't know. I don't know what would be helpful. But the traffic getting out of the track is awful.
Yeah, it's not fun. We stayed around and we're like, you know, hanging out like an hour afterwards. And then we're like, okay, maybe it's safe enough to leave.
Yes, again.
Yeah. No, it just took a while. It wasn't that bad, but it was a bit of a time.
Yeah, I think we left around like 7:15. And we just drove right out, but there were still like quite a few people there. It was kind of shocking.
Yeah. So yeah, good weekend all around. Steven, you were the guy who watched the other races.
What all happened? Three other races. Oh my God.
Ooh, I hope all we don't. Three other races.
Yeah. I hope we don't go back to Iowa, man. Like, actually, no, it's very interesting because I hope for, obviously I'm starting with IndyCar. I do kind of hope we go back to Iowa because the second race was good. The first race was just not happening, really.
Tornado
on Friday. The most entertaining part about race one was Scott McLaughlin just destroying the rest of the field like he had nothing to lose, because he didn't, starting at the back of the pack both days. He finished fourth, started last, so he was plus 23 on the day.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, Penske had a very good showing in the first race, not so much in the second. Newgarden, like, I'm sort of you sort of have to go all over the place between the two races, because like Newgarden just had a shitty weekend in terms of finishing, and I don't think he had any good luck whatsoever. The Penskes were good in race one. McLaughlin got taken out in race two. Power had a mechanical issue in race two. Like, race two was just no go for the Penskes. And that's honestly the inverse of how I felt about both races. Because race one, again, couldn't care less about the first race. Pato, good job winning race 100, or in career start 100, sorry.
He has 100 starts already, damn.
101 now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, it was semi-entertaining, but that's always the tricky part whenever IndyCar's done these doubleheaders. You get the more cautious approach of let's get through race one, not have the crew work through the entire night, and then get on with race two, go a little more aggressive. Because race two, partially how the cautions fell, partially, again, it being the last race of the weekend, it looked like drivers were a little more aggressive in their passes. Like Ferrucci and Rasmussen were both getting wheel to wheel, both with each other and with other drivers. Rasmussen, that, like, outside of McLaughlin, he was the guy to watch, I think, on track most of the weekend. Like it was getting a little loose at the back sometimes, but he would just keep going for every single position. He was not going to let people pass. He was not going to get lapped. And ended up, what was he, P8 in race two and P6 in race one.
That's a good weekend.
For a guy that is not, or doesn't have the oval pedigree necessarily, like, he really impressed me this weekend.
Damn.
He was really, really good. Same with David Malukas, too. David Malukas looked really good. And he finished, what, P4 and P12? He had a really good weekend. But yeah, race two, I mean, it was Pillow and Newgarden sort of going at it. I think Newgarden was the better car. Again, he came up snake eyes on not one, but two flag or cautions.
Ooh.
Where he just got screwed, like, literally entering the pit lane, caution flew. And it's like, okay, at Iowa on this little tiny short oval, you're already down a lap after you, like, just peel off the or
backstretch.
Power down to, yeah, once you peel off the main straight onto the backstretch and then power down a little bit, you're already a lap down. So he got screwed twice, and almost, like, I thought he was almost going to do it the first time. Second time, he just knew he was screwed, and to come home P10 was surprising. He led 300 laps, over 300 laps of the 500 this weekend. So if we go back to Iowa, I would love to see it just be one singular race. I don't think you can do two, not with the...
Not a doubleheader.
Yeah, not with the...
I think the rumor is it's going to go down to one next year.
Well, so yeah, it's either one or none. So yeah. I hope it's one. I think Iowa is... It can be entertaining, and there's debate of, like, do you just do a short oval night race, which is something that IndyCar doesn't have on the calendar. And yes, we rag on NASCAR, you know, don't, or just start your races at noon, blah, blah, blah. Nah, you can, like, this is the, like, IndyCar doesn't have a lot of night races. You can mix one in here.
I think 100% you get a short oval night race, make it an event. Fuck, bring Indy next out.
Yep.
With it.
Do it on the Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, right. Indy next do did what... run again this weekend, but, like, have try to get the whole road to Indy out. Like, make it a big time Saturday. Come down, watch a day of racing, finishes with a big night race.
Yep. Yep. Or, and then have, like, a small concert afterwards, like they did a couple years ago with the, when Hy-Vee was the headline sponsor.
When you don't have Hy-Vee money,
it's
hard to get Chex Notes Ed Sheeran out into the middle of Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that would be a better recipe for success. The crowd was sparse. And I, like, looking online and on, like, Reddit, like, a lot of people were like, we got two races here. I can't really decide which one. Or I can just go to my one NASCAR race. And I'd rather do the one NASCAR race because NASCAR's got a better following out there. So,
yeah, 100%. Like, if they bring it down, like, I don't think doubleheaders are good for the track. They make it look empty. Guys will pick one day over the other. Tickets apparently were really expensive. Like,
yep. Well, and then also think about,
yeah.
Also think about it. It's Iowa. It's corn country. A lot of the people out there are farmers. They're working. during the day. You do one night race, done. Or you do one singular race on one day where everyone's like, ah, you know what? We can skip a day and just pick it up tomorrow. That's fine.
Yeah, like you don't want to make it a whole weekend thing. Sometimes, you know,
yeah,
guys want to have a Saturday for their fun time and Sunday can be their off day. Do that. Yeah. Don't make them come out 3 days and just almost get killed by a tornado, you know, like.
Yeah.
The fact you can see the tornado from the track is actually nuts.
The photos were wild.
The photos were crazy. I think, wasn't it, was it Rossi that posted one? He was like, so this is the weather.
Well, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah,
they all become Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz.
I don't know where to go with that, but yeah. No. So Sonoma?
Yeah.
Or still anything else for Iowa?
No, I think that's pretty much it for Iowa. Like, Alex Palou now has a short oval win this year after not having any oval wins coming into the season. So he's won on a big oval, a small oval.
Honestly, it really just kind of cements his year of being great at everything.
Yeah. Like, again, he got a... Not that he needs a little bit of luck. He got a little bit lucky having Newgarden just get absolutely sewered by yellow flags twice. So, but at the same time, I don't think this guy needs luck. He led almost 200 laps without Jesus. That. So,
yeah, that's fair. Before we get to Sonoma, that made me think of something.
What's
Did you see the Epsies were yesterday? ESPYs were yesterday?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know where the Epsteins are, Sean.
Not the Epsteins.
Actually, no one knows where the list is.
I think I said the Epsteins. Yeah, fuck. Anyway.
I heard the Epsteins.
Yeah, you said the Epsteins, and I was like, Epsteins, sir, no, are SPs. You, do you know where the files are?
No, ESPYs. Okay. ESPN. Yeah,
Shane Gillis was hosting?
Yes. There was a award for Best Driver. Did you guys see who won that?
No, I've only seen Shane Gillis clips.
That's fair.
Yes.
For Best Driver nominations, I think you had Joey Logano.
Okay.
Alex Palou.
Makes sense.
Oscar Piastri and Max Verstappen.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, please don't. Is this going
to be... If you had to guess, who do you think won Best Driver? Or who would you put as Best Driver, and who do you think won?
I'm going to say Verstappen won. Actually, no.
This is hard.
I'm going to say Logano won.
Are you serious? I swear. If Logano... No.
So, Steven, you're guessing Logano won.
I'm guessing Logano won.
Who would you think should win?
Verstappen, Max. Probably. From that list, Verstappen.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Or Palou.
Okay, Max for sure, because he's doing the best he can.
The best.
Piastri's okay. Sort of the,
yeah. But look sort of what Palou is doing. Palou, like, personally, I think Palou should win it.
True. But I was going to say, my reasoning for saying Verstappen should have won it, and I'm more thinking would have been voted in by people who just watch Drive to Survive and don't really know what IndyCar is.
True.
That's my thinking.
True, that is a very good point.
The would have should have.
Yeah. Okay, so like Palou could have gotten it. Like easily Palou could have gotten it. Please tell me that did Logano win?
No, Max Verstappen won.
Okay. Oh, okay. For a second I was like, I swear my life, if Joey Logano won over any of those three names, stupid.
I would love to see what the actual voting turnout is for that. I'm pretty sure it was all it's all fan voted. So
really?
ESPN does a poll for who wins and stuff. I don't know if that's weighted or anything, or there's actually people that vote on it at all, but yeah. So Max Verstappen was voted best driver at the ESPYs.
I don't hate that.
ESPYs. Okay.
At the ESPYs. Also, Sarah could confirm that you did indeed say Epstein.
Okay, listen, she's not here. She can't. I will find her. Anyway. moving on from that. Sonoma, Steven?
I fell asleep at like lap 25.
And the guy who was leading still won the race.
Yeah, I don't think I really missed anything, to be honest. Like, I woke up, I don't know, lap. It was literally like a 5-10 minute nap. Woke up, nothing had really changed.
Yeah.
You got to the second round. Like, the biggest story coming out of this wasn't even like, yes, SVG has won multiple road races this year. Does he deserve to be in playoffs? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, with three wins, I think you do, but
yeah. But the biggest story was more, did Ty Gibbs try and take out one of Brad Keselowski's tire carriers for something Chris Buescher did? That was the biggest thing.
I saw that. I did not understand what the hell was happening there, like the lore behind that. But yeah, he definitely should have been in shit for nearly clipping the tire.
So in the hairpin, I think this is during stage one, Buescher sort of just shoved Gibbs out of the way and spun him. And Gibbs sort of was like seeing red, and all he saw was RFK car, and his pit box is right next to Brad Keselowski's. So he drove in a little bit deeper, which is a big no-no. You don't go after crew members when you're in the big 3,000 pound stock car. So that was the whole thing. Honestly, this is how boring it got. We got to a point where both NASCAR Twitter and the broadcast were like looking at the overhead camera and like, oh, how did he come in on the last stop? How did he come in on the next stop? Oh, it wasn't that different. I don't think it was that different. And people just basically yelling about that. I will give big props to the guy that was carrying the tires. One, he got the job done at the end of the day. Two, so typically, if you don't know how NASCAR pit stops work, the tire carrier runs around to the far side of the car, hands off the tires, puts the tire on, runs back around, does the inside tires, and then away the car goes. The jack hadn't even dropped yet on finishing the inside tires. He wanted to go fight somebody on Ty Gibbs's crew.
Oh my god.
You watch the overhead camera. It's like a sort of like a panoramic view or a fisheye view. You could see like just in the corner, the car is just starting, or the jackman's just getting ready to drop it. He's already halfway down his own pit stall, and he's getting ready to fight someone. It was amazing.
So what's more impressive? The guy already trying to go fight the guy before the car hits the ground, or us putting a flag out before the car hits the barrier?
The guy trying to go fight after he almost got run the fuck over.
I would agree. That's 100% the correct answer.
It was that. But again, that sort of just goes to show that was the most entertaining part of the race, I think. You know, SVG got challenged a couple times on a couple late restarts. Blaney got beached in turn one. Cody Ware had a random
tire fall off.
Failure. Yeah. Randomly. I don't know if they got it on or just didn't fully secure it. It looked like they got it on, but clearly wasn't. So a couple small scares, but other than that, like, SVG controlled the entire race. The best chance, I think, was on the second restart. Briscoe could have maybe muscled him out of the way and just didn't really. So SVG's just like, I'm really hopeful SVG finds a way to get to round two, just because I think everybody's going to have to be scared. If you're in the bottom five ish. And you're going to the Roval.
That's fair.
That will be very entertaining to watch.
Did you see also, not announced official yet, but they're basically saying there's going to be another street race added. And I think it's like San Jose.
All right, sure. I guess.
Does NASCAR have too many fucking street races and road courses at this point?
At this point, we're getting there. The only thing I'll say is, with Daniel Suarez leaving, if we can get Connor Zilich versus SVG on the road courses, that'll at least make it somewhat entertaining next year.
If you're adding, and we can have this next week, this conversation about like road courses and stuff in NASCAR when it actually gets announced. But I'm just saying, if you're going to keep adding road courses, the first one you take away is the Roval.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in Charlotte twice. All right, three times.
No, twice. Well, 600 twice and the Roval.
Yeah. So
if you're going to get rid of anything, make another intermediate, because that's the better fucking racing package you have anyway.
Yeah.
True.
Anyway, anything else to add?
Or I was going to say, the only other thing was, the funny thing is people trying to make different configurations at tracks now to have it be a road course, just so we can see if someone can finally knock off SVG. And some of the results are hilarious. Like, next year's Daytona 500 is on the road course.
Boy. I saw that. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
which, to be fair, I don't hate, because it would feed into Sean's theory of we get the trucks and the Xfinity cars all out there at the same time.
For the clash, make it out there on the road course and have a multi-class clash.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be. Again, NASCAR, make me in charge. I won't get a DUI.
And make it a, what is it? Make it like a 5-hour endurance race.
Okay, now you're getting crazy.
Well, no, because you could have SVG and Bowman and Zilich flip between Cup and Xfinity cars.
Oh, what if that's it? Yeah, no. It's a race. That's you have to race in all three.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, let's
see. That'd be chaotic. Fun. Do you end on the truck or do you end on the Cup car? What's the better move? Mm. I say end on the Cup car. Anywho. Yeah, that was basically it from Sonoma. Which also, I guess, last thing outside of that, we're getting really close to the playoffs. Who's currently sitting on the bubble?
Also, NASCAR is also doing its in-season tournament thing, right?
Yep.
Oh, and we're down to, what, Final Four now for that?
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, do you know who the Final Four matchup is in that?
No, I know, because isn't it Ty Dillon beat out Bowman by bumping him in the last corner, I think?
Yeah, Ty Dillon advanced to the Final Four. Anyone who would predict this as your top four NASCAR guys, absolutely fucking hilarious.
Who is it?
Okay.
Ty Dillon.
Listen, Ty Dillon's one. If you could name me one more, Ty Gibbs. I'll be shocked. Yes, it is Ty Gibbs.
Oh, really?
Yes. So on the one side, you have Gibbs versus Reddick for next race.
Okay.
Then you have Ty Dillon versus Nemechek.
What?
How the hell?
Okay, clearly this in-season tournament is stupid.
Yes.
What a stupid thing. What a stupid idea.
They just add it to the gimmicks. NASCAR wanted the bracket style thing for fans. That's all they wanted.
All right. Like, I don't get it, but sure.
Anyways, the actual gimmicky thing that matters. So you currently have three winners outside of the top 16 in points. SVG, Josh Berry, and Austin Cindric. So that means that Allmendinger, Busch, and Priest are currently bumped. Bubba's on the bubble.
Suck a dick. Win. You can't win. That's your fault.
Yeah.
Says NASCAR, TM.
Yeah.
NASCAR, TM.
Listen, the way they have the system. You know how it is. We'll talk about this when the season ends, but someone's going to get screwed.
Yep. As always.
Yeah. So, this is the system you have. Fans are going to hate it.
Yep.
Yep.
But yeah. Moving on from NASCAR, we have our fun weekend to look forward to, which is Honda Indy. Taylor, you're working it?
I am. I'm excited to, like, smell the smells, and hopefully it won't be blamed for anything this year, because I am working turn one.
Oh, you're turn one. Oh, so everything's going to be your fault.
Hit the fucking button.
Yeah, make sure to actually put a yellow flag out or something, or pay attention if a car spins to hit a yellow.
We're not going over this again. I had my rant circa last year.
Yeah, so if anything goes wrong this year, you are to blame.
No. I believe there's going to be another light panel there, though.
Well, they upgraded the they have an extra one. Did they put it?
There's going to be another one.
Did they put it maybe at the apex?
Yes, where it originally was.
Oh, they're smart.
And then they moved it. But they have it in both places now.
Probably should have done it the first time.
According to people, but I have no idea if that's actually going to be the case. I'm sure it is. So, anyway.
Nice, nice. Steven, we get our usual turn three seats.
Excellent.
Should we try to do should we do a beer staff this year?
A beer staff?
Well, like, you know how they have, like, the beer staffs?
The cups. Yeah. The snakes.
The snakes, but, like, because it's tall boys there at the end, we can do, like, a staff.
You know what? I did have to pick up packing tape today. I will bring the packing tape.
Because, like, I'm thinking, listen, if this is the last indie.
Yeah, that's fair. Go big or go home.
Rumor is this could be the last indie.
Toronto indie.
Last Toronto indie, sorry, yes. Why not? Let's have some fun with it, right?
Yeah.
Go big or go home. You never know.
I will bring the packing tape.
The rumor is, though, that it is going to be the last one.
Yes.
At Toronto.
Well, the issue is also, apparently the rumor is that next year the race isn't going to run because the World Cup.
Yeah.
And then 2027, apparently Toronto was looking to bring Formula E in.
Oh, no.
The choice.
It is definitely a choice. And personally, I don't think Formula E would succeed.
No. Oh, that's a terrible decision, but okay.
Well, here's my thinking, because that's been the rumor, is that Formula E is going to come in and be the next event there.
Right. Personally, it would probably be a very different circuit.
I guess
a different street track, I think.
Personally,
there's
I think
a lot of construction that are going on.
I think if you're going to bring in Formula E, you should go put Formula E in the Portlands, where you've just redeveloped all this whole new, nice new environmental area. Be a perfect place to showcase a nice electric series. But hey, who am I to say?
True.
But if you look at this event, the Honda Indy in Toronto, which is not even called the Honda Indy anymore. It is the Ontario Honda Dealers Indy of Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't get sponsors. Honda said, we're not going to sponsor this anymore. The Honda Dealers of Ontario said, we'll jump in for the rest of it. So you're telling me you're going to bring in Formula E to replace this event, when I think the sentiment around electric cars is
low,
probably at its lowest in the last 15 years.
Yep.
The track would have to be redone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find, I think, the same sponsors as you can for this race that has been around since 1985, I think.
Yep.
It's the second oldest street race on the IndyCar calendar. So,
I mean, it is really sad. I think it is, unfortunately, I don't know. The chatter is that it's not coming back. It only was renewed for 1 year. And I think construction down that way is starting in August of this year.
Well, the construction's going to start, but like there's two construction. You have the stuff going on Ontario Place, but that shouldn't actually affect the track. Which is nice.
I thought that he was trying to build a parking lot, though. Or
no, yes. And they announced that parking lot is going to be on the south side. So the parking lot isn't going to be a problem now. They are building it on the south side, so that should be fine. The issue is for next year, you have the World Cup.
The World Cup's in June, though.
It goes from, like, June to July, doesn't it?
Ooh, I don't know. I thought it went just all the way through June, but it could go from June to July.
And you're going to have... That would
Well,
yeah. But you're going to have all the scaffolding, all the temporary seating. You're going to have a massive, basically built up area around the stadium. Where your paddock and all your stuff for the Indy would be. So that's going to be a disaster. Anyway, yeah, so it's June 11th to July 19th is the World Cup.
Yeah, so...
Hey, Taylor, yeah. What's today? What's today's date?
It's the 17th.
Yeah, yeah no, so...
it's going to... Well, there will not happen.
Only thing with that is how many rounds are we actually going to get here is the question.
Listen, there's rumors they might add more in Canada and Mexico because of USA's border shenanigans.
That's the problem.
So...
It's going to be very fluid for the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not enough. Like, it's not a situation for them to sign a contract saying that they're going to be here next year.
I get it. Like, if they could do the race in like June, would be fantastic. If they could have it maybe be immediately after Detroit, would be great. Great scheduling.
The problem is in terms of traveling.
Yeah, exactly. but I just don't think they're going to have that kind of hassle. You still have the I guess construction around for the World Cup venues and stuff to deal with, and it'll just be hard. So the realistic scenario is there's no Honda Indy next year, which is sad.
It is very sad.
Then I would say in 2027 and beyond, what happens with it? I can see with the current mayor of Toronto, the idea of having a more eco-friendly series, such as Formula E, and a quieter series could be very appealing, and they could want to go down that path. Mm-hmm. However, also, 2026 is another election for Toronto.
Ooh.
So if there is any hope of salvaging IndyCar coming back in 2027, it may depend on that election. I'm not going to lie.
Possibly.
So IndyCar.
Possibly.
Listen to me now. Find a candidate that you can donate to large sums of money and bring the race back. That's what I want.
Would you? But what if it went somewhere else in Canada, like in Ontario?
Are you saying it goes to CTMP?
No, I'm not saying it goes to CTMP. However, I'm just saying it's a possibility.
What, IndyCar? There?
Yeah.
I thought they couldn't for like six different reasons.
Why not? Like, well, honestly, why not? It's just as fast as Barber is.
Yeah.
It's not that different.
The first why not is, did you see what the fuck happened on the weekend?
Yeah, but you know all that catch fencing on the back straight? That's because IndyCar wanted it.
Yes. You know what, where there isn't catch fencing? Where I was standing on 7. And they would have to put catch fencing there.
Probably, but if they were going to get IndyCar, putting up catch fencing along like further along the back straight is not that big of a deal.
That's fair.
They could do it.
I'm pretty sure they also have to raise the bridges. Because I heard that was an issue too, is the bridges there are too low.
What?
Ask Peter about that. The bridges at CTMP are too low. So if the cars go wheel-to-wheel contact and go up in the air, they would catch the bridges.
We have never discussed that point. We have talked about this so many times about, like, is it possible that IndyCar could come to CTMP? And never once has he said that the bridges would be a problem.
That's the thing I've heard, is the bridges are a problem.
And who's told you that? One of the negative marshals?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a conversation I had with Peter.
Peter, sir.
I'm just saying. So maybe check in with him. Brain. I don't think it'll happen.
I'm going to ask him tomorrow. But, I mean, do I think it would happen? Probably not. But that would be just, it would be sad to, like, lose out on a Canadian, like, on the Canadian market for IndyCar. Because, like, there's so many fans here.
100%. Like, if you're not going to go to Toronto, if this is truly the last one, you have to go to Montreal.
Yeah, but they'll never race at Villeneuve.
Why not?
Because F1 races there.
They fucking race to COTA. Why? I know, why are series so afraid to go up against each other and be like, and compare their fucking lap times? Fans know this shit's different.
I think it would be fantastic if IndyCar went to Circuit Villeneuve, but I don't think it's actually going to happen. I would love to see them on the island. And it would be a great, fantastic trip to go on, like Montreal twice. Woohoo! But I've heard that the problem with them going to Montreal is that they will refuse to race on a track that F1 races at.
Jesus fucking Christ, Roger Coward motherfucking Penske. If you but want,
NASCAR
if you
would go to Montreal. No,
there's already talk about NASCAR going to Montreal. If yep. Roger Penske wants to continue to run this series as a Busch League series, it's going to continue to become more and more of a Busch League series. So again, if we lose this race in Toronto, one this year, I'm gonna make an effort to really enjoy it. If I yell profanities at some team owners, it happens. Okay, Taylor, I might give you something to throw underneath one of the Penske cars. Anyway, now you're gonna get searched in security, I hope.
What do you mean? I don't get searched.
Oh really? Oh sweet, you're sneaking stuff in for me.
No, I don't get searched.
Can you bring in beer for me? Hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically speaking, yeah.
Okay, we'll have this conversation after.
Hypothetically speaking, if I were to give it to you, I might get in trouble if I was seen. Hypothetically.
Well, no, you just do what were they doing at music festivals? You go to the site like 3 weeks before. You
bury
it. So you just have to leave it at a drop-off point.
I could leave it at a drop-off point, like a random... Okay, you know what? Maybe I could do this. I don't know. We'll
yeah, just... Can you bring us like a bottle of like tequila? Yeah, that'd be good. Just get absolutely fucking obliterated and just pass it around in the grandstands on race day. Get a party going.
Yeah.
They don't... You know that they don't like actually check people. Like, they check people, but on race day, they're just like...
Bro, I don't even want to talk about security last year. I got fucked over for an empty water bottle, okay?
Wait, really?
Yes, I was really mad about it. Anyway, it's fine.
That's really
stupid. I know, I was really dumb. I'm like, what the fuck you mean I can't bring this in? It's empty.
Meanwhile, Eden walked in with, like, a full coffee.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I was going to punch a fucking fucking rent-a-cop last year. I know, just the worst. Let's have fun. Enjoy it. If this race goes down the drain, I'm going to blame Roger Penske for it. I am going to blame the current councilors of Toronto for selling out, apparently, for Formula E for bullshit. Oh, if that happens. Dougie. If that happens.
And Dougie.
Yeah. Yep. I will be on a revenge tour just to bring racing back to wherever we can. Same with IMSA. Like, bring back the GTPs. Like, come on.
Oh, I know. It makes me mad every year.
But again, Raj needed this little fucking race outside of Chevy headquarters. They had to put the fucking GTPs instead so they can fucking go in a fucking car park. Fuck.
Stupid. Stupid. Actually so stupid.
Anyway, you know what's even stupider than that, though?
What's that?
Getting caught out in a fair at a Coldplay concert.
It was so funny. I saw that, like, it was, like, algorithm so many times.
The whole internet, I think, has loved that. The last couple days, of all the shit in the world, the story of fucking dumbass getting busted with his HR, head of HR at his company.
His at a head cold, of HR.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no one's getting fired at that company.
Nope. The only thing that could have made it funnier is if it was Max and Toto instead.
Listen, we haven't even touched the Max and Mercedes rumors this week. That's, well, we're saving that one for next week.
All right, fine. Anyway, I'll just close the.
Maybe fine, there will actually be news.
Let me close the flight tracker. I'll close
That's
it.
Fair.
I'll close
it. See, me and you, though, we missed Coldplay in Toronto. Man, we should have gone.
Yeah.
Wouldn't at the new Rogers Stadium that's like apparently like waving in the wind.
Oh, I just meant I can go to the go to see Coldplay with Steven and not my wife because like you know, affairs.
We wouldn't have tried to duck the camera. That's the
hell
that's
no. The Bring that kiss cam over here. Anyway.
Yeah, that tracks.
My favorite part of that whole clip though is the stadium erupting because they know what's going on there too.
Yep.
It's funny, shit.
I've seen this pointed out a couple times. The funny part is if they didn't react, they just kept like sitting there swaying, it's probably not even broadcasting.
Nope, it's not even news.
It's not even news. Now it's viral and his wife is like
I hope she didn't get a prenup. Cuz he's some CEO, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a big CEO of a tech company, I think.
Oof. Talk about fucking up. Anyway, on that wonderful note, don't go see Coldplay, I guess, if you are cheating on your spouse with your HR person at your company.
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
Or if you don't have an affair.
Go to a small island in the Mediterranean instead.
Are you still referencing Toto and Max?
Yes.
God damn it, Steven. Steven, stop reading the Toto Max fan fiction, okay? We've been over this.
Get off AO3.
I will not.
Okay, and on that wonderful note, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. We will be at Honda Indy Toronto this week, so we were going to have some fun, and we will be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spare Parts Racing Podcast. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and follow the show on Twitter at Spare Parts Racing. That's Spare Parts RACIN and on TikTok at Spare Parts Pod. Follow the hosts at Sean Chavarella, at Stephen Clary, and at Tay Tay Moore.